Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. I am so grateful for you to have tuned in tonight and to have listened and be a part of our program tonight. I tell you, I thank God for allowing me to just be a part of his workmanship, to be a laborer in his vineyard. I was so excited in our program tonight. I was just bubbling over all week when my guest accepted my offer or my invite for him to be on our program tonight, and it is just going to be such an amazing testimony of this brother who has given his life to Christ. And oh my word, when you hear his story, it would just, if you don't have any movement on the inside throughout your emotions, you need to recheck yourself, because he is a story, a witness of God's work in and through his life as far as the transformation of his life is concerned. So I am so, so thankful, and I give God the glory for this opportunity again to share with you an amazing, radical change in this brother's life. And I am so ever grateful and thankful for your faithfulness in tuning in tonight. So we're just going to get right into our program, because I do not want time to go by without maybe having an opportunity for you to ask a question to my guest tonight. And his name is Larry Salazar, and I've known this brother for some time. I knew him prior to his transformation, and I know him, of course, now. And I tell you, we have so much to talk about concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I just want to introduce him. Larry Salazar, please make yourself known to those who are listening on the line and those who are listening on out there on the internet. So if you could, Larry, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and when you decided to become born again, because it is a decision. And every one of us have to make that decision at some point in time of our life. And hopefully it's now and not later. So, Larry, if you could, just tell us a bit about yourself and when you decided.
Well, Carnita, thank you. I'm honored to be on your show. That's quite an intro, by the way. Thank you very much for that. My name is Larry Salazar, and I'm just a regular guy. You know, I'm a family guy who lives here in Friendswood, and I'm originally from Pearland. You know, I have a beautiful wife and little girl and two sons, and, you know, I'm your typical guy that likes sports, and, you know, right now what I do for work, I work in surgery. I'm a manager type, but as far as a little bit about my past. I come from a family that was divorced, and I have a loving mom. I have three brothers, and one of them I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. And I have one sister. But as far as when did I want to become born again, that's a loaded question, Carnita.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And the best way to probably answer that is to tell you about my youngest brother. His name is Shane. And probably about, 13 years ago, something traumatic kind of happened in our life. He was diagnosed with leukemia. And he was over at the Texas Children's Hospital, and me and my wife were visiting him, and this was, you know, really traumatic time for all of us. And we were going through all of that stuff with the chemo and the bone marrow and the all the, we were watching him go through all of that. But in the midst of all of it, we watched him go through a change. One day we came in and the boy was playing Christian music. The next day we came in and he was reading the Bible. Next thing you know, we came in and he had scriptures on the wall. And then the nurses were telling us that he's saved. He's a changed guy. And we noticed that he was not afraid of death anymore. I mean, we heard that he was going around from room to room asking people, asking other kids if they knew about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And to us, it was beautiful watching this happen with my little brother. He was my little brother, but I looked up to him. And after seeing all that, he eventually lost his battle with cancer. But through it, I saw something amazing out of it, and I wanted to be like him. I know that he was born again, and he was a saved Christian, and one day I will be. It took me a lot longer than him to get it, though. It just took him, you know, he was by the age of 16. I didn't get it till the age of 44. So that's when I decided, probably about 11 years ago, but it took me a long time to actually really get it. There were several years where I was just going to church and I thought I was a Christian. I thought I was saved, but I wasn't. I was just going through the motions. I was stuck in this kind of weird place where I was just checking off the boxes. I was just going to church, but I didn't understand the messages, and I really didn't want to be there, to be honest with you. I was just going for my life. I was ready to get out of there to go to the football game or go do something else. You ever met people like that, Granita?
Yeah.
I was just going because this is what good people did. And I knew that that's what they did, and I thought I was okay. But one thing I never did was I never really surrendered. And that one little word, that's what I was lacking, and I didn't know I needed to do that. I needed to give it all to him. I can tell you in a little bit here how that whole situation came about, but that's also a good story.
Yes.
Well, actually, here's what happened last year. I've only been saved for 11 months. My wife, I guess she'd been praying for me to be around a whole bunch of Christian guys. And she was really praying hard for that. And she asked me to join some small group, you know, to just hang around other Christian guys. And then I said, sure, I can do that. Whatever you want to do, okay? And, you know, I didn't have the greatest attitude with it. And actually, I think I even said when I got in there that I'm just here because of her. And, you know, a lot of guys will do things just to please their wife. And I was one of those guys. I thought my wife was a little crazy, you know, with this religious stuff is what I called it. I thought she was overdoing it, but, you know, little did I know, I was the one missing out. I was the one that was wrong. So until I'm saying it right now, I was wrong. Anyway, I got to this little small group, and one of the guys there, his name's Greg, he really kept kind of encouraging me. He wasn't pushing me. He just really wanted me to go on this little retreat thing, which is good because I needed to step out of the box. You know, church wasn't doing it for me. I needed to do something different. So I said, okay, I'll go. My church, Friendswood Community Church, they do something called, it's called a catalyst. It's 72 hours of just nothing, but there were 72, I believe, about 70 men, 72 men there, mm-hmm. Quite a bit, just a whole bunch of guys there. No TV, no cell phones, nothing, just learning about God. Wow. And praise and worship time. It was awesome. It was amazing. you know, actually I didn't want to go. I was scared to go. I thought for some reason I was going to get there and they were going to put out all my sins on the table and then everybody was going to talk about them and point at me and stare at me. I just thought I wasn't even worthy to go. And while I was there, a few days into it, I was sitting in a quiet room. It's a little dark. And I started to think about all my sins. I was listing all my sins. They were in my head. They were just going over and over, and I was reading them out loud to myself.
Yeah.
And then I was reading them quietly. All my sins, every single one of them, they were right there in front of me. And it was, honestly, it was an ugly moment. Having all your sins right there in front of you. And then I looked up and there was a cross. And then I started envisioning Jesus having his hands up on the cross, being nailed to it for my sins. I was still listing all my sins and reading them. And then I'm envisioning this at the same time. And then I got it. He did that for me. He did that for me. I should have been on the cross. And I realized how much he loved me. And how much he didn't deserve it, and I deserved it. For the first time in my life, I learned what grace was. And I finally understood what it meant to be saved by grace. I asked him to forgive me for all those sins, and I asked him to lead my life, because obviously I wasn't doing a good job, especially after reading all those sins out. And that was it. I was saved. You know, for about 3 minutes, I felt love and peace and joy. It was amazing, comfort. It was. I dropped a mountain on my back, off my back. A mountain that I didn't even know I was carrying.
Wow.
Not a big guy, but I felt like a lighter. I felt like I could run. But
wow.
I just, all this was weighing on me. And it made me bitter and angry, and there was hate. But you know what? At that moment, there was none of that. And it still has continued to today. It's a lot easier to forgive people now that I was truly forgiven. You know, I've told you my little saying about forgiveness, right, Carnita?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, only the truly forgiven can truly forgive. And it's a lot easier for me to forgive people once I felt that forgiveness and felt that love.
Amen.
And once he does that for us, it's easier for us to go out there and do it for other people. And that's my story about how it happened with me. And that's a day I'll never forget. And it's almost been 1 year. But ever since then, my life has changed for the better. And it is amazing. And I am not going back. Those chains came off me. I was a slave to those sins. They are behind me now. I'm not perfect. I'll still struggle from time to time, but I'm not being chained to all those sins anymore. I have been set free. I have true freedom. I am alive now.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, I mean, if you have not felt his transformation just in his speech, you really need to go back to the cross. Go back to the altar and get it right with God. Get it right before God. I mean, just as, Larry, just as I was listening to you express your testimony, it just resonated inside me. And for those of you who are listening live on the line or listening there on the internet, I tell you, just in his few moments of testimony, and you can sense the tenderness of heart as he expresses the awesomeness of God the Holy Spirit living within inside him. It's just an amazing story as you went from your younger brother, who you wanted to model behind because of his born-again nature that you saw with your own eyes, and then for you to desire and then surrender over time is just amazing to see how the Lord Jesus does this in our lives to those who will. And he said, let in John 3:16, whosoever will, for God gave his son, that whosoever will, and that whosoever is so you, so me, and so many others who may be listening and who may not have given their life to Christ. But we're going to have a moment within the program to where I'm going to ask my brother in Christ to pray a prayer of salvation with the hope and the prayer that someone would give their life to Christ just as he has. And so that this amazing experience of God, the Creator, you will testify about it, that others will come into the fold. So amen, Larry, for you sharing that. And I've just been taking notes as you as you've indicated concerning your brother and how you surrendered and how long you were saved, and just God using your wife to draw you into him, and that's capital H-I-M. I just want to stress that, draw you into him. It's just amazing how he used that. He used her to do so.
He did.
Wow. That's amazing. And
there's one scripture that kind of explains exactly how it was. I was telling you about it. Ephesians 2:1-5.
Well, if you, I can read that for you, or if you want to read it, go right ahead.
Please, read it.
Read
it for me, Carnita.
I'll read Ephesians 5, and this is, for those who are listening, it's Ephesians chapter 5, correct?
Or Ephesians 2:1-5.
All right, Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 1-5. And it reads this way, and I'm reading from the NIV translation. It says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace we have been saved. Amen. And you made mention of that, what grace you experienced and the love that poured into you, the joy that poured into you, and the peace that surpasses all of your understanding just filled your inner self. And that is just amazing. Go right ahead. Did you want to explain how that verse really impacted your life?
Well, it kind of just opened my eyes as to what was happening with me. I didn't understand. The Bible made no sense to me until I got saved. And now it's like, wow, I can't get enough of it. You know, my pastor said I read it too fast, so I'm going to read it again slower. I read it in like 3 months. Just the New Testament. So I'm going at it a little bit slower, and a lot of these verses now just make more sense. They explain to the way I was.
Yeah.
And they're explaining everything. This Bible is amazing. It's honestly, it's the instruction book for life. And I didn't know that. And it was really hard to read until now. Now it's a lot more fun. In fact, I can't get enough of it. I got to read a little bit every day.
Man.
But that verse just hits the nail on the head as to the way I was living and to the way I was. It explained me perfectly. You know, on my NLT version, it starts off with made alive with Christ. And at the very end, it says, it's only by God's grace that you've been saved. And there's a few other verses that I'll talk about that are really, really important to me as well.
Amen. Well, and let me ask you this question then. In this new season of your spiritual life, it's brand new in this season of life where you are right now. What purpose has God revealed to you? Has He revealed a purpose to you yet? And about when did He do that? Have you seen Him reveal a purpose as far as what He might be shaping and kind of guiding you towards or leading you towards to do as a laborer in His vineyard?
Well, you know, I used to be motivated by, I'll be honest, I used to be motivated every day. My goal was to get up and see how much money I could make.
I think that's a lot of us, yes.
Right, but my number one focus was money, money. I gotta pay the bills. I gotta pay the house. I gotta pay the cars. I gotta see how much, you know, I gotta see what I can do to make more money. And you know what motivates me now? It's not money. It's living righteous.
Amen.
It's living. My new purpose is to be pleasing to God. And just as long as I make Him happy, if He was able to forgive me and love me, I also need to share that. So I do. I want to talk about that with people. If anybody will listen, I'll talk to them about it. Well, I mean, guess we're on the radio now, so it's happening, you know?
Yes, and you are talking to quite a few people right now. So
I thank God for the listeners,
but yes. You are putting it in motion.
I have a new purpose, and that's to just live life pleasing to God and to be a witness to others and to teach my children, my family. I want to make sure that that happens. And there's some more good stories with that. But in fact, I'll just tell you now. One month after I got saved, my 11-year-old came up to me and said, "Dad, Mom, I want to make sure that I'm saved like Dad." And he gave his life to Christ.
Amen.
And then my 17-year-old, 3 months later, the kid's been around me for 17 years, but in 3 months after this happened, on a regular Sunday service, he got saved. Now my family is complete. And let me tell you, there is no finer gift than having your entire family saved. I can look at every single one of them. We get in the car and we drive, and I look at all of us, and I know for a fact we're all going to heaven. And the beautiful thing is we're not just going to heaven. It's their kids, my grandkids. Generations have changed now. And that's my new purpose, was to make sure that I do the right thing for my children and my family. And that's priceless. There isn't any money. I wouldn't take $10 million to trade what's happening to me now. It's more important. This is beyond money. So my new purpose is not money. And this is what God has revealed to me, that I have a new purpose. That has been wiped away now. Yes, it's important to pay the bills and all that, but you know what? God will take care of everything. You just be obedient to Him, and everything will be fine.
Amen. I want to share this verse. And when you said purpose, you know, it takes me to Jeremiah 29, verse 11, and it reads this way. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And that is just so fitting with what you had made mention about your old purpose was pretty much a purpose we all have had, and some of us still have. But then you turned that purpose around for God's glory and edification, and you said you wanted to please Him and make Him happy. And that is just a fitting verse. He says, "It's, you know, He knows the plans for us. We may think we know, but God knows the plans for us. He knew before we were even fashioned in our mother's womb. He knew His plan and purpose for us." So I just thought that was so fitting in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, as you made mention of those points there.
It is fitting. I love that verse.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this. If you don't mind sharing, how has God shaped you concerning your past experiences? How has He shaped you? And I know you touched on that in your as you told us about your testimony. But if you could just share some more beautiful areas in your life in your past that you can clearly see how He has shaped you concerning your past experiences, that those who are listening can be encouraged and surrender their life to Christ Jesus, because that's what this program is about, is mission from the heart, and that's what you are doing. You are extending the gospel of Jesus Christ through your own personal testimony. So how has God shaped you concerning your past, just kind of looking at the past, not living in it, but looking at it and how He's taking you from there to now? And I know you said it's shaped your children to see Daddy move from what he used to be and where he is now, and that they follow suit.
Well, Carnita,
when I was
in the military, and in my 20s, I was a pretty wild boy, you know, younger, and I got into a little bit of trouble back then, and I don't know, I experimented with drugs and fighting, and just there was a little hatred and anger, and I wasn't living right. And of course, I didn't have God in my life. I didn't know much about God back then, and I guess you could say I was godless. I didn't have any. I wasn't under any law or any. I didn't have anything to kind of guide me and keep me straight. So I would do anything. I experimented with a lot of things, and things that I wasn't proud of. You know, those are the sins that I brought to the table that day. And that's, you know, when you're living without God, you build up all this sin, and it kind of weighs you down, and it kind of makes you an angry, bitter person, kind of hateful. And once I surrendered all that, things have changed. Things have changed quite a bit. I actually want to go to church. The other day, my wife was sick, and I told her, "I'm sorry, would you feel bad if I went without you?" Well, normally I would say, you know, that's it. We're not going. I'm going to stay home and watch TV. But, you know, I can't miss. In fact, I want to go to both services. I want to serve at one. I want to be there at the other. And my whole family is now serving. My older boy's not serving yet, but he will. All of us do something for the church. I feel like I owe them. I feel like I owe that church something for what's happened to me, for taking part in my transformation here. right now I'm part of a couple's small group, the Withrow group, and I got a Tuesday night men's group, and
now,
I love
now,
these
church,
people.
What church
this
is this that you attend?
Friendswood Community Church.
Amen.
And it's the church that can get through. Yeah, we're down south off of 45 South and 528 near Ron Carter. But it's an amazing church.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen. And who's the pastor there? For those who are listening, maybe looking for a good Bible teaching church. So we want to know.
Rick Baldwin's amazing pastor. And we have the Afters coming this weekend, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Rick Baldwin is the pastor, and he's got lots of amazing pastors underneath him. Kevin Pate and Dana Aronson. Kevin's in my small group, or I'm in his small group. And Dana Aronson, he was my mentor. I did a mentoring thing. I volunteered for that. I never would have did anything like that before in my past, but once a month or once a week for like 9 weeks, I got to spend an hour with a pastor, and I realized that these guys are just normal guys. They just love God, and I love them the same. So I can actually relate to these pastors now. Before, I used to duck, dodge, and hide from them.
Right.
I did. I would sneak in the church, and I was the fastest one in there, got my seat and sat in the back and yawn all the way through and try to keep my eyes open, and then I was out of there as fast as I could. You know, like, let's get out of here. We've got to go to the football game, you know. But now things are so different. The pastor makes a lot of sense now. It's like he's talking to me. And everything just makes more sense. The music, I got to have the Christian music. I deleted a lot of, remember I told you one time I deleted all my music, hundreds of dollars worth of music, and I replaced it with a bunch of Christian music, and you were trying to explain to me why. It was really awesome when you did that for me that one day.
Well, praise the Lord. I tell you, Larry, this has just been an awesome ride, of course, on your expense, but I know you are willing. And I tell you, just to listen to the tone of your voice, and I know you may be getting a little choked up or maybe even holding back the tears at one point in time, but I tell you, when you share and when we share our testimony with so many that come across our path, but those who are willing to listen, and the Bible tells us that he who has an ear, let him hear. And that is so impactful when we can hear with a heart that hears, not with just the natural ear, but you hear with your heart, if that makes sense. And I tell you, when Jesus comes through and he tried and he did and he ministered, just as you are, Larry, through your testimony, and it falls on some of those grounds that just won't have any penetration of the seed, you know what I'm saying? And we can read that parable out of Matthew chapter 13, but it just amazes me on how instead of we hear with our natural ear, we should be hearing with our heart. And oh my God, just to listen to you testify about your transformation, I mean, radically. And so many things that you were saying about, oh, let me sit in the back of the church, we're yawning, let me hurry up and just get past this sermon so I could say that I went to church. So many of us do that, even today. And now you have a desire, or should I say a hunger, to want to move toward the altar to where you could come into the church and work. And your music just keeps you motivated. But one thing that really sparked me, that I hope it touched so many others that are listening tonight, is when you said you were mentored. You gave your life to Christ. You now are hungry for the Word of God and to be around other brothers and sisters in Christ, but you want to be discipled now. And so you got up under Brother David, if I corrected saying his name.
His name is Dana Aronson. He took
Brother
time
Aronson,
to spend.
Yeah.
Dana Aronson. He spent an hour with me every week and just answering my questions and just having me go through like a series of readings and questions, and it was beautiful. It was amazing. I loved it.
Spending an hour a week with someone who is new to Christ and how it has made a radical change in you, and God used that brother to walk alongside you, that you would be shaped and molded, and as you grow and go, and then God reveals the deeper things of his word in order for you to be used in a mighty way. I just believe that we should all get up under a mentor, male and female. Getting up under mentors, yes, because it plays a major part in our journey as our spiritual growth. We go from drinking milk to eating meat. And as the Holy Spirit reveals deeper things in the Word of God and his character, that fruit of the Spirit.
He helped me. He had me memorize a scripture. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it to you.
Absolutely.
It was, this is one of the scriptures that I kind of clinged on to in the last 11 months here. In fact, I memorized it, but it's Romans 12:2.
Yeah.
And it goes like this, in new NLT version. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. And I love that.
That is awesome.
It's just that scripture lets me understand that the world is traveling right and I'm traveling left, because I'm not copying the behavior and customs of this world. I am going to stand out, and I will be different than everybody else as I go out about my life. And I know that, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So, you know, it's okay if we're going about our life and we are a little different out there. We're supposed to be. God says right here, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. And by doing that, we will, you know, let God transform us into a new person by changing the way we think. So we're thinking differently than everybody else.
Amen. And that is an awesome, awesome verse, Romans 12:2, in instructing us as children of light, as born-again believers, as Christ followers, to not be conformed to the ways of the world is so true, but have a transformation not only in your soul, which is your mind to think, your will to choose, and your emotions, but the total man, even the deeper parts of the man, which is we're born with a human spirit. And I tell you, when the Holy Spirit mingles with our human spirit, they just both become one, and it just ticks like a timepiece, like a watch. Everything turns according to its design as a timepiece, and that's the same principle as we have on the inside of us when we become born again. Our mind starts thinking differently than the world. Our emotions start operating, and our feelings are differently than the world, and our wills to choose, our choices become different than what we used to choose when we were in and of the world. So I just think that is an amazing verse for us to cleave to and memorize, just as you've done. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Is there another verse that you have held on to carry you through some struggles or some areas in your life that are God is still working out in you?
Well, one that really touched me also is Galatians 2:20.
Okay. Let's see what that says. Galatians 2:20. Mm-hmm. Let's go there. And it says this. And it, what translation do you like to...
I have the NLT version, but...
Okay. I'm going to read it in the New King James, and we can... I can read it in the NLT, right? New Living Translation?
Yes.
Okay. And it reads this way, Galatians 2:20, and I'll have you to read it in the New Living Translation. It reads this way, Galatians 2:20, for you note takers that are listening tonight. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that is so impactful, Larry.
I know. I know. That one means a lot to me. It just...
Oh, my God.
When I was, remember I told you how I was envisioning the spikes going through the Jesus' hand, when he was crucified, I feel like my old self truly died right there. And when I was saved right there, I felt like I actually dropped to a knee and I cried. It was something else. And when I stood up, I felt like I died. And a new person's alive. And when I read this scripture, you know, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. It says everything perfectly to me. The way I felt and the way I still feel. And it's one that I will constantly have next to me always.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me read that one. I love that one.
Amen. That really speaks volume, and it should, especially in our lives. And as we journey through this barren land, as we know it to be, but we live as Christ, and we live with the joy, peace, and all of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ within us, because we do have him living inside of us. When we accept him as our Lord and Savior, and when we confess that we are a sinner, we have him, just as the verse says in Galatians 2:20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And so I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that parallels to John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, amen, I know.
This is just an amazing ride, and I just hope those who are listening tonight out there that are enjoying this program tonight, listening to our brother in Christ, Larry Salazar, just reveal to us the beauty of God doing a radical change in his life. And I tell you, it's just a tender moment, but an awesome time in tonight's program. So I would like to ask you one last question, if you don't mind. And I promise I won't ask any more, but this is one question that I do love to ask my guests, and that is, what legacy do you want to leave, Larry, when God calls you home? What legacy do you want to leave?
Oh, wow, Carnita. I told you I was a family guy, so you know, I kind of talked about it earlier. I'm doing it now. The legacy I want to leave behind is that all my family are saved and my grandchildren are saved and generations will be saved. That is the legacy that I want to leave, and I'm making it happen. I'm doing it. It's happening now, and I want to make sure that as many people around me that I know will come to know Christ. That is the legacy that, and I want to leave. I want to make sure that I leave an impact on this world. Even if I just save one guy or one lady, I'm happy. I know my family's good, but between now and the day I die, as long as I'm help one more guy, if I can just help one guy come to know Christ, I will be happy. And I will keep trying to do this until the day I die.
Well, I tell you, that brings me to that verse, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. To live is Christ as we live on this side of heaven. To live is Christ as we pray for others, as we tell the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we tell our testimony, as we draw others into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we extend our hands for worship and dance before the Lord, sing before the Lord. But when somebody comes to know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of their sins, the angels rejoice. And I tell you, to live is Christ, but when we die, we gain even more, I mean way more than we could ever think or imagine. And that is such a beautiful legacy to leave, is to know that all of my family is saved. And that should be all of our purposes, is to want to leave a legacy of salvation, a covering for our children and our grandchildren, that we deposit the seeds of Jesus Christ into their hearts, just as you've done with your sons and your daughter. You know, it's just what God wants from us. And I just believe that.
I used to be so concerned about what they were going to be, you know, like, are they going to be an engineer or doctor or lawyer or nurse? Or I just want them to love God without any restrictions. Just go all out and just do right by God. And I'm trying to teach them that. We are, me and my wife. And this is what we want to leave behind. It really doesn't matter what you do in this world, as long as you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. It doesn't matter if you're an engineer or a guy that mows lawns. It really doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter anymore. Ephesians 3:19. Can I read it?
Yes, go right ahead.
NLT version. Yes. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
Amen. Yes. May you experience the love of Christ. Through it is so great. You will never fully understand it, then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Amen. That's amazing. And that is so something to just grab a hold of and hold on to that and to share, you know. And that's what this life is about, is to share the gospel, share your own testimony, and that others would be saved just from sharing. And I just, that is a good word. That is a very good word. Wow. Larry, before our time runs out, I would like for you, if you would, extend a prayer of salvation to those who may be listening tonight on the Internet, out there, the World Wide Web, to those who are on the line. Somebody may need to rededicate their life to Christ, just draw into Him a lot closer. And somebody may want to be saved or have thought about being saved and just wasn't really sure, but now they are from listening to your testimony. If you would just pray a prayer of salvation, and those who are listening, please prepare your hearts and minds to pray with us tonight, that think of someone and just pray this prayer over their life as we pray together, one with another. And Larry, if you could, just go right ahead.
Okay, Carnita. Okay, feel free to join me.
Yeah.
Dear Jesus, my Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner. I come to you right now confessing those sins. I know that I'm not where I want to be. Please forgive me, Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and my sins. Please wash me clean from all my sin, shame, and guilt. I believe you are the Son of God and that you rose from the dead. Please come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart and fill my soul and change me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins and giving me eternal life. I ask that you take control of my life and make me the kind of person that you want me to be. Give me a new mind, a new heart, a new spirit. Thank you for loving me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I pray and hope that somebody, I just believe that somebody out there tonight who's listening and has received salvation, and that is our hope and prayer. And as you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, get into a good Bible teaching church. If you live here locally in the Houston, Texas area, our brother Larry Salazar's church community, is it Friendswood Community Church?
Yes, it is.
I tell you, it's a Bible teaching church. He is living proof that it does spread the seeds of the gospel, and souls are being saved and coming to know Christ in the pardoning of their sins. So, and so many other churches out there that are good churches, but get into one that is truly teaching the Bible so that you can grow and go in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Larry, I am so grateful, and we have a few minutes, and I'd like to, if you don't mind, open the phone lines for maybe a question or one or two from someone who may want to have an opportunity to just ask you a question or two, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Is that okay? Okay. Well, I'm going to open up the phones, and if you could unmute your phone, or and I'm giving you an opportunity to chime in if you have a question for our brother in Christ, Larry Salazar. Please don't hesitate to speak to him and maybe share a moment that you've had in your life where you may have experienced something similar as he has. So if you could just go ahead and speak up, and I will acknowledge you at this time and allow someone else to be blessed by your question and give him an opportunity to answer. So for those of you who are listening, please don't hesitate. And if you could speak up at this moment, it would be such a delight.
Hello?
Yes. And this is?
This is Pastor Crow from the Baltimore Missionary Baptist Church, Sister Smith. And I just I was listening to that dynamic testimony, and I just wanted to call and compliment our brother for that inspiring testimony. And there's the old saying that God doesn't give some people testimonies because they won't tell anybody. So I thank God for him sharing what God has done for him. And I pray that the legacy that he desired, the Holy Spirit will help him, that all his family be saved. And I want to thank you for such a dynamic program. And I just thank God for you.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you
thank
very
you
much.
So
Amen.
Much. Thank you so much, Pastor Crow, for sharing that and encouraging him along the way and me as well. I tell you, the journey is worth journeying, if that's a word. It is worth telling our testimony. It is worth it. It honors God. And so many of us can do that just by doing with what Brother Larry has chose to do. So thank you so much, Pastor Crow. Is there anyone else? We've got a few more minutes to take another question or a share from someone who would be willing to just chime right on in and speak up at this time. If you have a question for Brother Larry Salazar, please don't hesitate, and I just encourage you to do so. And just let us know how you enjoyed the program.
I'm going to get off easy tonight, Carnita.
Well, you might. Well, praise the Lord. That's okay. The beauty about your testimony is that someone was touched tonight. I just believe it so.
I hope so.
And well, we're going to close the lines, and I am so grateful for you to listen tonight, for those of you who listened to the program. And I just want to take a few moments to share with you some other, how can I say, we've got another program that I have on Mission from the Heart Radio. It started on this past Tuesday, and it's called Rhyme the Word, and that particular program is by another sister of ours in Christ, and her name is Gail Gower, and I just wanted to make mention of that program. She airs on the program every first Tuesday of the month, and she did air on this Tuesday, and her topic on Tuesday was That Woman Has Issues. I tell you, and it was a good, it really was a good program.
Oh, wow.
So you can, yes, you can hear and listen to that program at your leisure. Just go on the website here, blogtalkradio.com/heart-to-heart-MFTH. Mission from the Heart. And you can go back and listen to the prior programs that we've had. Just as we made mention, that is there for your leisure. And even this one tonight will be available later this evening. You can go back and listen to this program and just write down any notes or any thoughts and share this program with others that are in your circle. And just use it as a ministry, as a way to extend God's word by sharing this program. So, Larry, we've got a minute to go. And is there any last moment thoughts that you might want to express to someone out there who may be lost, someone out there who we know needs Jesus? What would you say to that brother or sister?
Well, I will tell you, Carnita, that I was scared to change, to become a Christian, but I will tell you that God, He is not going to run us into the ditch. He wants to give us life to its fullest, and it's a beautiful thing. Once the best day of, you know, the best thing that ever happened to me was becoming a Christian. You know, my best day my worst day as a Christian is better than my best day without Christ. So it's worth it, guys. It's worth it to commit.
Amen. Well, I tell you, that is good, because it is worth it, and it's an honor when we give our lives to Christ. When we give our life to Christ, we honor God with that. So don't sell yourself short, you know, and just continue to look to the heavens, look to God from which cometh all of our help, and he will help you in those dark times. He will help you through those struggles, and every shortcoming he will provide. And when you turn your heart to Christ, I tell you, it is an amazing experience. So please seek God, who is our provider. Well, this brings us to the end of our program, and I just want you to remember that God loves you, we love you, and be loved by our God, that you would extend love to your neighbor. He calls us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then he calls us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. I tell you, this has been an amazing program, and I just want to thank you for listening and tuning in tonight, and this brings us to the close of the program, and just always remember, the grass withereth and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God stands forever. Thank you so much, Brother Larry, and God bless you, and I hope to have you on our program again, and just let us know what work, and maybe you've gone on a mission trip, and you can come back and share with us what God has shown you and what God has done in and through you. So thank you so much for being on the program. And God bless you.
And I love you.
Oh, and I love you too, brother, and we love you out there tonight. God bless and good night.
Good night.